We've been telling you the stories of some of the volunteers who are helping in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Today, we visit New York City, where a police officer initiated a community effort for victims of the hurricane. The relief work is centered at Queensbridge Houses, the largest public housing development in the city. Mary Rose Abraham has a report.
In the community center at Queensbridge Houses, there is no room for the children to play basketball. A dozen volunteers are in the gym, sorting through trash bags full of toys, canned food, and clothes. The donations have been piling up since 2 days after the hurricane, when Officer Sonia Glover of the New York City Police Department saw an image from Louisiana that stayed with her.
I just seen a young girl on television, a little girl, had to be about 4 or 5, and she was asking for help. And she was saying, "Why isn't anyone help us? Please help us." And I heard the cry for the people, "Why isn't the government doing anything?" And that stayed with me. And I really couldn't rest that evening.
The next day, 35-year-old Officer Glover decided she had to do something herself. So the petite NYPD recruiter with a brilliant white smile set off by metal braces organized a community meeting at Queensbridge, near the neighborhood where she grew up, to ask people to help her collect food, supplies, and money. Neighbors are giving what they can, blankets, a teddy bear, and a dollar or two. Officer Glover's group is also raising money by selling T-shirts, which read, "Hurricane Katrina Victim Support, Taking Care of Our Own."
Most of the people here are minorities, African-American, and low-income. And we know how to pull together. We know how to make things work. We've been doing that for centuries, for forever, before my time. We just really know how to come together collectively and just get the job done.
Now, with 3 weeks' worth of donations, Officer Glover is reinforcing cardboard boxes with tape while other members of the group are folding sweaters and baby clothes. They have about 100 boxes full. When the boxes head down to Louisiana, Officer Glover is taking a week of vacation and traveling along with them.
People are like, "Are you ready when you go to Louisiana for what I would see?" I don't think it's any different from what I saw at 9/11. And I was right in the pit. I was right in the heart of everything. I was in the morgue.
Through a friend, Officer Glover heard of New Orleans families who are living in the dorms at a college 5 hours north of the city. She called the school and confirmed their situation. Now Officer Glover and about 10 others want to personally deliver their donations to the 1,200 families they're helping in Louisiana.
It's just a humane, godly thing to do. You know, someone's out in distress, someone less fortunate than yourself. And I just think that we're all blessed. And I think we should just help out.
For NPR News, I'm Mary Rose Abraham in New York.